We are live for the second 1DP live broadcast from One Discovery Place. I'd like to start off this afternoon by welcoming Anton, and we're going to talk a little bit about Discovery Insure. There's a lot going on in insurance. It's a very competitive business in South Africa. It seems that the more info we get, the more complex and more interesting it gets. In terms of people's behavior, the things that we can measure that we were never able to measure before. I mean, this is actually, insurance used to have this reputation of being boring. These days, it's actually one of the most interesting, I would say, subjects about how people behave, their psychology, how you can guard them against their own stupidity, against behavior that will get them into trouble, and very often how you can reward good behavior. And Discovery is in the lead with that, Anton, right?
Great, Gareth. Firstly, thanks very much for having us here. I think that's exactly right. That's, the business has been built around that very concept of how do we change human behavior. You know, people know that driving badly, you know, is something that you shouldn't do, but it doesn't change people from driving badly. And creating the right incentives and the right nudges to get people to change that behavior is exactly what we've been trying to do for the last 6 years within Discovery Insure.
So how's the app performing? For a start.
Well, so, I mean, the vast majority of our clients are now choosing the app as their choice of technology. It gives them real-time information. It allows them to, you know, after each drive, know if they've driven well or badly and where they need to improve. And that kind of real-time, you know, sort of information has made a big difference as opposed to traditional ways of measuring driving behavior.
What I found fascinating, I tried the app out for about a year, and the amount of detail that you can pick up on driver behavior, I don't think there's anyone gathering this much traffic information in South Africa. And if there are, we should be worried.
Yeah, I think that's probably right. You know, we've, in terms of the amount of data, it's kind of 15 readings a second.
Yeah.
You know, it's a huge amount of data. It creates kind of a challenge just in terms of managing that data and for the team sort of around here that has to do that.
But I mean, where do you store all of that for a start? Because each person, each driver, each vehicle, you've got tons of information about how long they take to stop at a stop street, whether they're driving too fast, whether they take corners too fast. It's incredible how granular this detail is.
Yeah, so it's all stored in a cloud, so the Amazon cloud, obviously with sort of high levels of protection around the data in terms of what the data can be used for. And the data ultimately gets sort of aggregated in creating a monthly incentive score that clients get, gets communicated to them, and translates into rewards that, that customers get. So that's the most important thing, is how do we use that for positive reinforcement, a positive change in behavior, as opposed to, you know, you drove badly, this is a negative sort of penalty. The program hasn't been designed so with that in mind.
So on a very high level, do you think South Africans are very bad drivers?
Well, I think if you look at the high-level stats in terms of fatalities, if you look at South Africa being one of two countries in the world that's regressed over the last 10 years, according to the World Health Organization, you know, I guess you can make your mind up in terms of, are we a bad, you know, bad drivers compared to the rest of the world? You know, yeah. Lots of people have different views on what, you know, what's the reason for that, and it's kind of speculative at this stage. For us, it's about taking literally one driver at a time. Good driving starts with you, and if we can change every single driver on every single drive, we can make a difference.
Do you think that your Discovery Insure clients are better drivers than the average South African?
For sure. You know, definitely think we are. You know, I guess it's a combination of things. But, I mean, most drivers don't have an incentive to drive well. They don't have an incentive to not, you know, text someone while they're driving at 120 on a freeway, where I like to think our clients do. Not every single client follows it, and we're not, you know, we don't think it's perfect. We don't think it's, you know, 100% sort of compliant. Yeah. But we think enough clients, it's making a difference too, giving overall a better sort of base of clients than the rest of the country.
Well, this is embarrassing for me to admit, but not for you, because for you it's probably valuable feedback. I've been to lunches and dinners where people are actually comparing their scores on the app like you would, you know, if you're taking an Uber, what your rating is there, and they're boasting about it. So I suppose that's awesome. A good sign.
That's great. I mean, That's exactly what we want. We want people to be proud to be a diamond Discovery Insure driver.
Right, you know, and it's hard to change behavior.
Very hard. Some things are easy. I mean, some things we find that as soon as people have the technology in their car and incentive, change happens immediate. Because, you know, ultimately it's a sort of a mind shift in terms of being behind the wheel and knowing that, you know, getting to the destination 5 minutes quicker isn't really going to make a difference, but it could make a difference in terms of their, you know, it's just long-term survival, I guess.
What is the most exciting part of what you guys are doing in Discovery Insure right now? And what have you spent most of your time focusing on in the last few months?
Yeah, so lots of things exciting that are happening. So one is just continuing to, you know, to bring more clients onto our books and to ultimately change a greater percentage of the country. Some of the CSI initiatives that are linked to good driving, I don't know if we're going to talk about it just now,
yes.
I'll leave that, but some exciting things happening there. And then I guess the most exciting thing we're working on at the moment is we're looking to branch into commercial insurance. Where up to now we've only touched on individual customers. In the next 2 weeks we're going to be launching ultimately a commercial insurance business. And we hope to touch on a lot more people and change a real sort of important part of the of ultimately the, you know, drivers on the roads.
The two things I did quickly want to focus on before we put you on the bike. The first one is ChildSafe and that initiative. Tell us about that. And the second one is eyeglasses. I mean, it seems like such an obvious thing when you see it, when you pardon the pun on that one, but when you think about it, but it's not immediately obvious to people when it comes to insurance, driving. It's not really the thing you think about first. Should be.
Arjun, you don't mind?
No. I'm talking about eyeglasses, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, a lot of people, I suppose you go for your test, but you don't take it terribly seriously, and that's the last time you think about whether or not you could see properly when you're driving.
True, yeah. So let me first talk about ChildSafe, and it kind of also ties a little bit into glasses as well. So ChildSafe is an initiative that started a couple of years ago in the Western Cape, where through the Discovery Fund, our CSR fund, we partnered with an organization called the Red Cross Children's Hospital, who's deal with trauma every single day, and they deal with kids that are involved in horrific accidents. And the mindset there was that kids should not be injured in an accident. Hundreds of thousands of kids are killed every single year on the roads, and we partnered effectively with Scholar Transporters, minibus taxis, if you can call it that, but all they do is transport kids to school. And we firstly helped the drivers understand what good driving is all about. We took them for our tests, so your point, a number of them needed glasses. So we partnered with some of the Discovery partners to ensure that they could get free or cheaper glasses. We partnered with Tiger Wheel and Tire to make sure that the vehicles were roadworthy, had safety belts, and we put in our world-class DQ Track technology. We used that to then start measuring how they drove, and we developed a monthly leaderboard of the best drivers to the worst drivers. And at the end of the year, the prize was, and still is, a Nissan Microbus that someone could win. So a hugely valuable prize, obviously, for anyone. So you can imagine the vigorous competition to be the best driver. Today, we have 700 people on the program. We're looking to expand to 1,000 this year, and over time, we want to get countrywide. So we're looking at sort of partnering with other companies to take this to a nationwide program across the country to really stamp out any deaths with children on the roads.
By the way, if you're a passenger and you're not in the front seat, if you're in the back, do you put your seatbelt on?
You should be, yeah, definitely. It's the law. You should definitely put your safety belt on, but do all cars have safety belts? Child seats is something else I wanted to touch on, maybe a partnership we've just struck up with a company called Wheelwell, where their ambition is to get every single kid into a child seat and to make sure those child seats are roadworthy. And high percentage, in fact, they estimate 80%, or 8 out of 10 child seats are not roadworthy, are not installed correctly. So we've partnered with them. We have an activation actually starting on Monday where Discovery staff will be able to bring their old car seats, whatever condition they're in, and they'll be fixed up, they'll be cleaned, they'll be put into a state that can be used, and given for free to people that can't afford it, or for very low cost for people that can. And that's an initiative with Wheelwell.